Okay, and welcome back. And we get to spend an hour with one of the most unique individuals that I've ever had on the program in all these years, Dr. Joseph Chapallon, MD, retired now, and he has, of course, developed quite a worldwide presence, a following, and he has a message. It's unusual. He is watching things through the eyes of someone who has had indications given to him long ago that this very kind of thing was going to be going on, the craziness, the madness, all the rest of it. He wrote a paper called Terminal Madness of the End Times, which remains a classic. Hello, Joseph. Thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me again. Yes.
Always a pleasure. All right. Now, watching Trump again today have to backpedal and eat crow and explain away, or clarify another statement that the political enemies he has went berserk over. He's 2 days in a row the guy has had to eat crow on the mainstream media, and it's crazy. It's the whole thing is crazy.
It is. It is. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about politics, and then I want to lift the veil just a little bit today, Jeff. And quite a few years ago, I promised you that if I had anything new to reveal,
yes,
I would do so through your show. And I'm going to do that today, and I think it will make a lot of your listeners very happy.
Oh.
But let's go to Trump. Let's trump it off with that.
All right.
As you know, years ago, the first time I saw him, I knew he was just an idiotic robot, right? He was nothing else.
He's a sock. They call it a sock puppet. He's a dupe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the fact is, he had a lot of money, and something was supporting him. And eventually, I think he did a show called You're Fired or something. And that revealed his total idiotic failure. Now, I want your listeners to impinge on that word idiotic, because I'm going to come back to it for the general population.
All right.
Now, he was an idiot then, and he's an idiot now. What happened was the ones behind the screen realized they could manipulate him because he's got such a huge ego to do the job he is doing now.
Yeah.
Now, what they do is, I'll go into the metaphysical anatomy of humans shortly. He becomes possessed by demonic entities, which are called reptiles. Sometimes they're called other things, Zionists and so on. Now, no disrespect to Jews. Judaism and Zionism are two different things. I'll explain that later. I've explained that in my book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But once they get hold of them, it's almost impossible for the being like Trump to escape. One
right.
that did try to escape and almost succeeded was JFK.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Now, at the moment now, I haven't been near the White House for 30 years, and I drove past when I did go. I went to see the memorials in Washington, and that's as far as I got to the political side of it. But I know this a priori. I don't know if your listeners know what that phrase means. It is knowledge that comes without having to learn it. It just comes down.
A priori, it's just
there.
Show, right.
Yeah. Now, once they got him in, what they get any of these beings in, and you will see, if you have the true vision, and many have, and I suspect you have, you will see that they are demonic. The last one, Obama, was very, very obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when they resent doing the work that they're doing, they are given an ultimatum. You either do what we tell you, or you're a dead man. And in the future, it'll be a dead woman. So they, and Nixon barely got away with it when he failed to comply with...
Oh, yeah. I expected him to die, and yet they let him go into exile, basically. I was surprised.
Yeah, and they set him up and made him look like an idiot, and they got their job done anyway.
Right.
But that's because he refused in his second term, as you know, started to obey orders. Now, I think Trump is going to go the same way. His ego is humongous. He's going to fight them. And causing this is going to be a catastrophe for him and those that are controlling him. Now, one of the reasons why there's going to be a massive catastrophe is that the Zionist control of America is collapsing. And the reason for that is that the machine that had been controlling the Zionists in this part of the galaxy and solar system has been destroyed. And now once they run out of that supplicating energy that they were infused with, these machines, they're demonic machines, they're not living things, they're not divine beings at all. Once that goes, they will fracture. And this was predicted long ago by various people, even Jews, that eventually the world will turn on them, and Zionism will be finished. And as you can see, it's being exposed more and more everywhere.
People are actually able now, Joseph, to talk about it openly. And 10 years ago, you couldn't.
That's right. But the majority of people are still idiots. Now, I want to go to this. I mentioned that word idiots before. When we are born, we're just flesh and blood sacs that are created, as you know, by ovum and sperm. And then we get poured into us the DNA. And there's billions and billions of kilometers of DNA in each of us. However, we start off within a few days of fertilization of that egg with a blank mind. It immediately starts to myelinate and can accept information, but it's kept as a tabula rasa. That's the old saying, a blank slate. And the system makes sure that as the fetus grows, it remains an idiot, stupid, and very ignorant. And then as we educate them as infants and young children, we put them in front of a TV or read them stupid fairy tales that do not progress their intelligence one bit.
No.
So they remain ignorant.
Right.
As they grow more and we indoctrinate them with false knowledge. Now, the religions are a big one. All the religions are false. They're based on falsehood. They have some truths, of course. Now, with religions, with science, and with history. So that they grow up with this tabula rasa, then becomes an ignorancy state, but with false knowledge, they become idiots. Further than that, most are programmed with a thing called stupidity. So now you have an ignorant idiot that is also stupid, and that is a fatal complication, and the supervising ones can do whatever they like with them, and they use them as cannon fodder. You can see how the media twists them and so on and so forth. Now, the only escape from that is to contact the inner nous, the Gnostic divine wisdom. Mm-hmm. The trouble is only a small percentage have that, but they are acquiring it more and more. And this was, as I said before, predicted by Sri Aurobindo last century, and just before him with Friedrich Nietzsche. Now, So this is coming true now, and the ones of us that are awakening are coming to that realization of with the higher mental plane and where we're going. So being the end time, the world is dividing into three groups, four actually, and this is where I'm going to give you the great news.
Okay.
We know the percentage of the divine beings that are going to be relocated in a divine dimension. If you recall, in a show in 1999, I told you that a billion such beings had been evacuated from the Earth.
That's right.
And from other parts of the solar system and taken elsewhere. And that's when the corruption started in earnest. Now, we only have about 8% of divine beings left here. The other 92% are demonic beings. They are machines with a malevolent essence. Now, the reason they have a malevolent essence is they had to, with destruction, gain the energy that the true beings had, because they had none of their own to run this universe. So that was their job, to be as destructive as possible and cause as much pain and sorrow to the true beings so they could drain them of energy. The other ones who were created before them by these superior machines that were a mistake, an error, were robots, simple robots, like in Star Wars, R2-D2, little things. Whatever you put in, they got out. And they weren't malignant in any way. They were quite benign, but they were used as cannon fodder. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the ones that were seen as the goyim, the ones that the Zionist ones, the malignant ones, to keep around to do their service. Right. So now we have all these complicated situations, they took over after a species of aliens known as the Anunnaki played with the machines and the plastic bodies that were on Earth some 400,000 years ago by adding chromosomes, more chromosomes, and turning them into more active animals. That's what they were. They weren't human. They weren't, and this is what is called the Garden of Eden. There was no such thing as God creating the Garden of Eden. There was these aliens that created these animals, these beings. Nonetheless, with that addition of chromosomes come properties that most people don't understand, but which are becoming more and more familiar to those who are aware, that we are multidimensional beings. Now, this is extremely important to know. First of all, we are physical beings. We live our 80, 90 years and die, sometimes earlier. We also have an etheric coating that lasts 20 years to 200-300 years after the physical body dies, and they are the ghosts we see around the place. So that it can be, you can die, then reincarnate, and actually meet your ghost from the previous life.
Got it.
That is not unusual. Thirdly, we have another body called the astral body, which people even in the New Age know about. And this belongs to the astral world, which is the world between the Earth and the Moon. The Moon coordinates activities in the astral world. That is where we go because we're trapped in there at the moment and we can't get out, except beings that have these holographic energies that come down. In order to not remember any of these things, we have massive numbers of filtering mechanisms that we don't remember. But
yes, we do. Yeah.
Yes, and there are a great number of stories of, particularly in India, where incarnation is taken as a fact, that little kids remember and they wake up and say, when they're 4 and 5, I come from that town, I was married to so-and-so, I had 7 children, and they describe it perfectly. Now, there was one particular case I want to mention, and this is all relevant to what I'm going to say later. And it was actually written up in the medical journal. A young child of 5, actually in Bulgaria, told his mother that he had reincarnated, and he remembered who he was in his previous life. Mm-hmm. He said he was a young man of about 18, and he was killed by another man with an axe. And he remembered exactly where the body was buried and where the axe is and who the man that killed him was. Now, at first, the mother thought he was nuts, right? So she took him to the doctors. Now, little children up to 5 or 6 will tell the truth. They will tell you about astral travel. They'll tell you about past incarnations. They'll tell you a lot of these things. And a lot of us get spontaneous regression to past lives. I became a clinical hypnotherapist interested in past life regressions, and I experienced those myself. That's beside the point. Anyway, she took him to a doctor who took it further, and he went to the police with this story, and they started to investigate it in earnest. So they went to the place where this little child said, I was killed and buried here. And sure enough, they found the body of an 18-year-old with a cracked skull. And the skull had been cracked with an axe. And they asked him, do you know where the axe is buried? And he went straight to the place and showed them where the axe was. Then they said, do you know who killed you? And he said, yes, he's a man that lives in the next town. So they took him to the next town. They took him to the man who denied everything, of course. But shortly afterwards, under severe duress, he confessed that he had killed this young man for some reason or other, and he buried him and the axe and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can recall past lives. What I'm saying to you here is that we can experience those things. I'm going to tell you a secret now. Some people know something, but when I was three, I had a vision of that I was Manichaeus in Persia.
Okay.
You can believe that or you can let it go. It doesn't matter to me. But he was one of the prophets that came on later on. Now, this explains to you why some of the people who make discoveries, archaeologists and others, can pinpoint certain sites. They have an association with them from past lives. They know exactly where to dig and they know what the significance is. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Now, some people have the awareness, in fact, of being able to speak with the etheric entities that are still around, if there are around, or aliens who were involved with that. So they know to go to an exact site and do the diggings and get these experiences.
Right.
So we have these two things. The people are maintained as idiots on this level by the ones that supervise us. Their tenure on us is breaking very quickly because it's the end time. Those of us who have the divine nous can see who is good and who is not so good. And from there, we can feel energies. Now, this is very important. When you meet someone and you're aware enough, because it's the end time, you will know from their energies and from yours and the reaction
yeah.
of whether they're good or no good. And it's most obvious in this situation. Anywhere you go, the supermarket, the petrol station, on a train, wherever you go, down to the beach, you will see these people and you will interact. Now, there are basically four groups. There are the divine beings that are the 8%, and divine beings that go with divine beings feel very comfortable with themselves. Now, why are they divine? They have units of energy that was created in the real creation. This is a false creation. This universe is a false creation, Jeff. It started off as an experimentation like all universes.
Right.
But then they did something very nasty. They created machines far more powerful than they could control. Now, there are articles on the internet where people, futurists, are saying they can create machines with billions of times the intellect of humans. And this is exactly what happened. And these machines replicated and replicated and so on and took over.
Uh-huh.
So at first they tried to control them, but they couldn't. So eventually they had to close off the entire universe, and the ones inside, the machines, fearing that they would be destroyed, closed themselves in, entrapping some of the divine beings.
Hmm.
What they didn't realize is that by closing themselves in, they sealed their own fate because they eventually would run out of energy. And this is what is happening now. Now, there are four energies coming into the system, which is nearly finished, because I told you 97% of the universe is almost finished. These four energies, I will explain in a moment, are acting in a way to finalize the whole system. Now, what I'm saying is going to be complete and utter nonsense to the idiots. They are morons. They can't make any sense of it because they haven't got any nous. So they make fun of me but I don't care less. What's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
There are basically four energies coming down, and there are a few of us on the planet that are hosts of these energies. One is the green energy that is sustaining the beings, the divine beings that are waking up. The second one is an energy that is destroying things. It's destroying minds. It's part of the divine energy of destruction. That's the Shiva aspect of that. there is another energy that is keeping them all quiet and safe. And 2 days ago, would you believe? Well, how's that for coincidence? 2 days ago, a special energy came down, and I'm aware of it, and it's through me. Now, I'm not trying to blow my own trumpet or anything else. I'm just a messenger. I'm only a blood and bones and flesh cardboard box distributing these energies on this level, on something else on other levels. And this energy now is sustaining the robots that have made it. And that is wonderful news. There are billions of these little robots, they're machines, who have not turned to darkness and have not gone nasty or become evil. They do want peace and quiet and to live in harmony. And this energy now, because it is the end time, is nurturing them until we get them out of here and take them to a different dimension where they will eventually, within millions of years, catch up to the divine beings, and then they will be integrated. Mm-hmm. Now, I did mention this once in my books many years ago, some 20 years ago, but I never revealed when the energy would come down. It came down, would you believe, 2 days ago.
2 days ago. How did you know, Joseph? Yeah. How did you know it came down? What was the indication? All right, go ahead.
Well, because of who I am, Jeff, and because I saw it.
Okay.
I had the vision.
Right.
It's like when the nuclear energy had to come down some 35 years ago. I immediately knew, and I had it confirmed. 2 days ago, an energy came down just as I was in the evening, and I thought it was a new green energy, which I haven't seen for a while, but this one was different. It was green, but a much darker gray, and I wasn't quite sure what it was, and when that happens, I just let it go. I knew it was benign, and it felt wonderful to be with. I let it go. Within a day, I got the realization that it was this energy for the little robots that we're going to save. Now, there are millions and billions of people who are very nice, loving people, but they're little robots, but we're going to save them. They're not going to be destroyed like the malicious, malignant demons.
The soulless demons. All right, hold on. I've got to pause here for a couple of minutes. And
sure,
Dr. Joseph Chapalon and I will be right back with more in a minute. Back. We are out in the ethers and down here on terra firma with Dr. Joseph Chapalon. All right, Joseph, go right ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, you're in a great position to see what changes this new energy brings in for those people who have made it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
This is a fear-riddled world, is it not? We're fearful now of wars, of disease, of disruptions, of aliens, of everything. But now, with this energy, as it goes into the people who have deserve it, they will find that they will become more peaceful, harmonious, and happy. In fact, they will anticipate leaving this filth to go to somewhere else. And this is going to reflect on your site, to your shows, people listening to my stuff, my voice, and so on. And we'll be able to see it, and we'll be able to identify which are the ones that have made it and which are the ones that are doomed. Now, people must remember that those who are doomed are just machines. They have nothing in them. They have no soul. They have no true spirit. They are merely machines that hacked away at the true beings to get the energy they had inside them. While they're doing that, they're destroying them. They're trying to assassinate them. Now, that is not right, and that's a high percentage. It's now about 40% of the world population is exactly like that. So people must contrast what I'm saying with what other people, like the Pied Pipers that are around there, saying how they're all beautiful and all sparks of light are part of God so on, okay? People must differentiate this. They must get rid of their stupidity and idiocy and see the truth. Now, they will see that as the energy descends upon them.
Mm-hmm.
Very shortly, I will go public again. I refused 2 years ago because it was pointless. People were not responding. They were closed-minded and stupid. So I said, okay, if that's the way it's going to be, I'll stay to myself, I'll do my private writing, and I'll wait. I'll abide my time. Now the time is very near, Jeff, and it's within, in my estimation, 5 years. So I will be going out there to distribute that energy, and you will see what happens. Now, people will try to put nomenclatures on me and this and that and the other. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in their praise. I'm not interested in their money. I'm here simply to do a job. I've done it in other galaxies and other places. So I'm simply doing that to finalize this Earth and this solar system. And it's going to be there for everybody to see. In the meantime, these evil bastards who want to create wars and destroy us all and so on and so forth.
This is in many ways the planet evil. Yeah.
They will continue to do so, but it's not going to worry us because we are going to, our hearts and souls are going to be filled with joy at leaving this cesspool. Mm-hmm. Can you understand that? You can only have that joy and love and happiness once you realize what's going on and how horrible this existence is and how wonderful the next one will be. So people should start to realize, those listening to me, their pets will be leaving shortly, unexpectedly even. Members of family that are true ones, and so on, because we've only got a few short years left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ones in the family that are the demonic ones, the evil ones and that, they will become aware of them, but there should be no reason for them to hesitate. If they believe in this reality, they must know that those beings had a choice. The choice was given to everyone, but those machines refused. The little robots that made it accepted it within their hearts to live in peace and harmony and to be in a godlike state. Let me say a little bit about God, because everyone is talking about God, and especially these religions, Jeff.
Right.
There are 13 levels of existence. The highest level is what's called the God level. It's not a man in a long white robe with a big beard or anything like that. It's a consciousness. It's an expansive consciousness that emanates energies and conscious beings when they're needed to any part of any of the universes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just fit God into a little body or something like that. That's the human perception of what God is. It's the God consciousness. It's a massive expansion of where the greatest knowledge and power is. And ultimately, that's where we try to end up. But humans are class four. In each section, there are seven sublevels. So there are seven sublevels of humans, seven sublevels of animals, seven sublevels of vegetation, and so on.
Right.
The humans that are of this level will now graduate to the fifth level once we close this universe into a spiritual one that's uncontaminated, of course, and that will have seven sublevels, and that is the angelic level. After that, they will go into what's called the next level, which is the galactic level. And so on. They actually sort of become massive minds of moons and planets.
Mm.
It's beyond their understanding that this occurs. And eventually they go to the seventh level, which is they can control an entire universe. It's beyond our comprehension, but that's how it works.
Mm.
At the moment, we're just lowly humans in class four. The important thing about today is that we have this new energy, and it wouldn't come if the end wasn't very close. We have to understand what these idiots in the politics are doing. we have to understand why the media is so malevolent and tries to hide the truth. We have to understand why science and religions and history are so distorted. They want to keep us as mushrooms, but it's too late. They've lost. They've lost everything. And now we can break free, and a great number of us are being rescued and going elsewhere. And we will all meet each other. We will all know each other instantly. Now, that is another dramatic thing. Let me tell you an experience I had. When I was writing the book about Camelot, I went to Salisbury Plains, and I visited the ruins of the Salisbury Cathedral. Mm-hmm. And there I was whooshed back to the late 4th and 5th century, at the time of Arthur and his round table. And I spent about an hour there, and I experienced all that and all the joys and sorrows. We're going to be the same. When it comes time, we will go to another dimension where all the people, the benign people we've known and loved, will be there instantly. All we have to do is think about them, and we're connected. The same with the animals we've had, the same as the nature that we've loved, the flowers, the trees, and so on. It's beyond our understanding that that's so, but it's something where that we look forward to very, very much. And no one can deny that that doesn't happen. I hope that makes sense to people. I know.
No, it does. When we allegedly die, I went through this 3 years ago in the crash, and I died in the crash, and I'm not saying this lightly. I went into the tunnel, and the light, it wasn't a tunnel, it was just a bright light. I don't know why people say tunnels, but it was light. And I could see the car below me. I could see myself strapped in the seat. The car was cartwheeling and rolling. I could see it. I kept hitting my head on the driver's side window extremely hard behind my left ear. And I died. I knew it. I was out of the car, above it. I was everywhere, but I was above it. My perspective was. But let me tell you, Joseph, when I was in that light, the bliss and happiness that I knew I was going home, I have never felt anything like that, nor could I ever adequately describe it. And I knew I was going home. And then three and a half hours later, my eyes popped open in ICU, and I was sent back. It wasn't my time. But that light, that feeling is overwhelming of just utter happiness. I that's all I can say. And I shouldn't even share that much because it does sound a little bit out there for people. But I went through it, and it's real.
Yep. That's the bliss we're going to be in. And the bliss increases with each level that we climb. Now, they did post-mortem, near-death experiences with little children, of course, who don't lie. Mm-hmm. And an exact same story came. And it was wonderful, wonderful to see how accurate they have been in comparison to what adults have said. Now, there was a Professor Ritchie, I don't know if he's still alive, I think he's in Tennessee, who had a near-death experience as a young man in the Army in the 40s. And he wrote a book, Return from Tomorrow.
Hmm.
And
Good
he
title.
Described the various levels. And mm-hmm. and I was amazed. I read that in about 2009, and it was exactly what I had written in the early 80s.
Mm.
So I was happy for the confirmation. And he describes everything perfectly, and that they go into other levels. And we have people like Kerkuhl, who got the formula for the benzene ring. And we get Edison, who used to go have a nap every afternoon to talk to higher discarnates to get information on creating things and so on. We've had a lot of that, so it is real. But the bliss is outside of the evil aspect, and we are living in an evil aspect. What people have to do is turn within to get the truth, not outside. Outside, there are only bastards who try to fool us and to keep us as stupid idiots. We don't want that. I'll tell you a funny thing. When I first contacted, because I knew I was going to contact in the 80s, the higher consciousness and wrote my first book, I was interviewed by a television crew. And the moment I mentioned the near-death experiences and UFOs and aliens, they claimed I was a complete and utter crackpot, and that's when the medical board jumped on me. How dare you be so, mad as to point these things out?
Hmm.
And they ended up saying that I was a Russian spy trying to overthrow the Australian government. Would you believe it?
It was just unbelievable.
I couldn't believe people could be so narrow-minded. And here, we've had UFOs for thousands of years that they've found now.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, everyone's seen UFOs. I mean, I've even photographed them accidentally. I went to Mexico and saw them come out of the Mount Popo volcano.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enormous how much evidence there is. But feeding us false information keeps us ignorant and stupid. And being stupid is fatal because you then don't look inside to find the truth. You don't need anyone else to tell you the truth. The truth is inside you. All you have to do is look inside. If, of course, you haven't got that now, it means you're a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're malevolent, mm-hmm. and it's going to be obvious from the reaction to this sort of information, you're finished. You're just a machine. You're finished. But I'm so happy for the millions and millions that are now can become happy with this energy that's come down 2 days ago and now realize that they're being saved. Now, this is a theme that's very similar to some of the scriptures and writings.
Hmm.
And it is exactly that, Jeff. I don't know if you've made the connection, but it doesn't matter if people make the connection or not. But that's exactly where we are. And these people can be thankful that salvation has occurred. And I think that's wonderful. When I saw the energy and made the realization, I was really, really happy for these people. And
oh, yeah.
I will be going out and contacting more and more as is needed. And eventually, a lot of us will see the crafts that will rescue us. And we will leave this and it'll explode and that'll be the end of it. They told me, I don't know whether it was a promise or a threat, that I have to be here till the last day.
Huh.
And I'm thinking that they said 2035, but I really feel it in my bones that it's going to be as early as 2022, 2023.
Huh.
But we have absolutely nothing to fear. All we're getting rid of is this rubbish, all these bodies, horrible bodies, disease, breaking down, arthritis, cancer, and so on. And, of course, they're trying to kill us off to take it over. But the aliens and others won't take anything over because they're finished too. I know this has been very metaphysical and perhaps a little bit spiritual for some of your listeners. And I could explain some of the points further if ever it's needed. But I think this is a fundamental point to make that the salving energy, the salvation energy has come.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2 days ago and it's now being distributed. And we're going to see the change in the people that are saved. It'll be a spontaneous thing. They won't have to do anything. They will feel the joy and happiness of fulfillment and going home. Isn't that wonderful?
Couldn't get any better.
Couldn't be better. Whereas the other ones have killed themselves, the bastards.
Right. And.
Yeah. And all we can do is bury them.
There are an awful lot of people. You say 40%. It may be 60%. I don't know. Your information is your information. But this planet is inhabited with people who clearly are people in name only. I don't know what they are. They're automatons, they're robotics, they're droids, they're third, fourth, and fifth world. They do not and will not assimilate into a higher consciousness. They don't have the ability.
They
don't have the ability.
They haven't got it. That's right. No. They haven't got it. Now, remember I said there are seven levels of human existence?
Yes.
We are on the highest, the seventh level. Below us are the other level, the other six levels, and this is what people, when they dig, for example, that hole in Russia they dug and got into aspects of hell and other things, there are other levels, and they get worse and worse and worse as you go down, because they're demonic. The 40% I meant are the actual demonic machines.
I see.
The other more than the other 52% are the robots, the little robots, and about half of them are going to be salvaged. Now, a few of them, a very few of them, have already had the divine aspects, the nous, the divine chakras added to them, so that they can continue with the divine beings further on. But the rest of them are going to another place that's been prepared, not as elevated spiritually, but in time they will catch up and they will continue the process of evolution. It's a little bit complicated, but the ones that are demonic, and the demonism is a programming. They can't help themselves. You have a look, for example, how much Obama bombed those people during his reign as a POTUS.
Right, right.
Look at what Trump is doing. How many people, innocent people, they're killing for no reason whatsoever.
Doesn't matter who's in the White House. You're right.
No, they do it because it's the controlling machines that do that. And they tell them, if you don't do what you're told, we'll eliminate you. And, of course, now the thing is they think they can't be eliminated because they have a programming to think that they are God beings.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. They're rubbish. They're just machines. Once the realization is made that they're machines that can be disconnected, they're finished. So that's why they've got this proud ability to destroy countries like they did with Libya and Iraq and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they will try to do with Iran, and Syria. All they know is war and hate and crime and disease and so on. All they can do is steal. And they, basically it's the energy they're after. But they've run out of it and they're finished. That's if people will remember anything, they should remember 2 points. The new salvation energy for these robots is here, and for the divine beings that have already been here, the green energy, and secondly, that these demonic demons are finished. They won't win a trick. They won't get anywhere. No matter how much they twist and turn, they can't get anywhere. And we welcome the Third World War because they will get rid of themselves and we will be rescued by crafts anyway. Even if we die, the instant we die, we go with our other bodies into the craft.
Ah.
And it's as if we went from our kitchen into our lounge room.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any pain or sorrow or anything like that. And people have got to become aware that they will start to see the demonic entities in their own families. They must not fall into the trap of feeling sorry for them and doing that. They had their chance, you know, and they have to continue the way they feel to go towards the light. And it's not like the Pied Pipers say that we're all going into the stream of consciousness that is
right.
infinite. It's not
right.
that case at all. It's a mess and it's going to be a division. Well, I hope that these sort of things help your people. I don't know whether they're just too metaphysical and esoteric, but to me, it's exactly what's happening in the world.
Well, you haven't changed. You haven't changed your outlook, your views in almost 25 years since you've been on the program.
So if anything, it's been confirmed more and more. Every day, it's been confirmed more and more. I just had to withdraw because no one wanted to listen. And I realize that they're just idiots and morons. What was the point of my wasting time with them?
No.
But now is different. Now is different. Now they're going to need those doses of energy to get them across the finishing line. And I think you've been wonderful to help me doing this over the years with the information we've put out. I must admit, early on, it was probably very difficult for people to understand it comprehensively. But now, surely, they must understand with what they're seeing in the world, with the wars, with the hate, the animosity, and so on. The doom of all things at the end, the destruction of the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom. They must surely see that it's the end. And they can't keep making excuses forever. And
no,
so
you wouldn't think
they
so.
They have to see the alternative. And I'm sorry to say it's not the alternative that the Pied Pipers are trying to sell them. They tell them 99% of the truth, but not the conclusive truth.
No, they don't. Nope. The game is on. Still afoot. Joseph, thank you for that. Very interesting, and I've known you for a long time. And so you think within 5 years?
I'm thinking 5 years, yes. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be wonderful, eh?
Well, we'll
wouldn't
we'll
it
see.
Be wonderful?
Be nice to get rid of this ugliness, that's for sure.
Oh, no, look, we're going to be so overjoyed once we get the other side. We wondered why it didn't happen earlier. I'm telling you now.
I believe you.
It's wonderful, yes.
All right.
We just don't realize how wonderful it is.
No, we can't. We just don't have that ability. We'll get there, though.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend. You take care.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, Joseph. Good night. The very unusual Dr. Joseph Chapelone, who has written a number of books, and again, he has a worldwide following. His books are extraordinary. We'll be putting them up on the site here at some point fairly soon, so watch for that. We'll talk more as we get closer. All right, back with you tomorrow night, Thursday already. Wow. Talk soon.